This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
You know what this song makes me think of?
Tell me.
It makes me think of how happy I was the other day when we got that AMA call from the guy who is in the Falcon section, the fan section during the games.
Yes.
And he said that every single week it's the crunkest section in Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
And I was like, that's the first time I've heard somebody use that in a while. You know what I mean? Like, it's the first time I've heard someone say that in a little while. I was happy to hear it.
Yeah, man. But I mean,
people are still saying that to describe, you know
excitement. Because crunk better than lit.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody
says.
They ain't got no lit juice. 100%. They had crunk juice.
Sure did.
They ain't got no lit juice.
Drinking it out of a gas
can. I thought, dude, I wanted to do that so bad.
Oh.
And I never did.
Why didn't you?
Because I didn't want to.
Bless you.
Look crazy.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, look. I didn't want to look crazy.
It would have looked crazy.
Yeah, I would look crazy doing it.
People were doing it.
Yeah, I know, but I couldn't go all the way. Like, I've never had crunk juice before.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I never actually drank crunk juice.
Do they
juice.
Still make it?
I'm pretty sure you can find it at somebody's gas station.
Somebody's got it somewhere.
Somebody gas station with the black bag. You know that. Somebody gas.
You know, can get some crunk juice and some wrap snacks.
I'm telling you, dog.
You'd be doing great.
The black trash bag, you know, you get some crunk juice. They still got malt liquor in the gas station. They got Dollar Honey Buns and them daggone get right pills.
Yeah.
You know,
just give yourself a heart attack and diabetes.
You know, all at once.
All at once.
Hey, and incense. and them damn long ass incense.
I've bought incense at the gas station before.
Like, for what?
You know, for what?
Oh, you setting the mood?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got you. Okay. Set like.
It's like a last minute mood set.
I mean,
I was a young man.
But I mean, yeah, gas station incense is just, it's a telltale.
It's the same as any incense. Smelled the same.
Gas station different though. They got like extra long. They got.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They
got goes longer.
They got the extra long one. Yeah, now.
It smelled good.
Yeah, I mean it's fine as long as it don't stink. You know what I mean? But yeah, you get them damn incense and them damn lotto tickets. I'm just
Rhino pill, incense, lotto tickets. That's a nice Saturday night.
That's a nice
night.
Saturday night. You sit there, scratch them off, and you know. Scratch.
Then do something else.
Yeah, man. But a lot of I'm going to play. I ain't gonna play like I only play it when it's $1 billion. But it's just one of them things where
isn't that funny?
Just yeah.
Isn't that funny? Because we all do.
We
that.
All do it. But I'm just like,
my
dog.
Wife saw that with the number. She's like, we got to play it. All right.
I just got to get. Bless their heart. And I know they don't. I know they just playing their numbers. Have your money ready, Rollo, and Miss Patty. Have your money ready. Have your numbers ready. Okay. Don't bring that big-ass pocketbook and that old-ass wallet out your back pocket when they bring the thing over, right? Have your money ready. Because there's 14 people behind you in this line.
And it's not your first time buying one.
It's 14 people behind you in this damn line.
You know what it costs.
Yes. You know what everything costs, Rollo and Miss Patty? Hurry up, all right? Folks got to get to work. Oh, watch it. Damn. Yeah. If you get the scratch off, don't scratch it in front of the thing.
Don't do it right there.
Move out the way.
Yeah, go to the car.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to win.
Yeah, move out the way.
Yeah, just get out of the way. You know, get out of the way.
And
if you win, get back in line.
You know what I mean? And I love my older people, Andy. I stand by them. I'm staying with them. You know what I mean? Y'all got this rumor around that I'd be beating them up, which I don't.
No, you haven't. You would.
No, I would not, Andy. If you were assaulted, if a man assaults you, you're going to fight back, right? Right or wrong?
I mean, if the Grim Reaper's at his back door, you know what I mean? I might let him slide.
Oh, no. Hey, I don't think I want to slide out of his hip.
See? You can't wait to threaten an elderly person.
If he
person.
Hits me with that damn walker.
You want him to.
No, I
That's
don't.
The thing.
No, I don't.
That's the thing.
No,
I don't want him to.
No,
I don't want any confrontations with the elderly. I'm looking to avoid it.
I'm just saying.
But you're hoping.
It's 14 people in line. I'm sitting up there taking up all damn day.
You want a walker to bump you in your Achilles so you have a reason to turn around angry.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I do not.
You want to slip that,
no,
that
I
hip
do not.
Out of there.
No, I do not.
You want to hit him with the tennis balls
no,
on the end
I
of it.
No, I do not. No, I do not. All right. I am not like that, man.
Okay.
All I'm right. not like that.
Good. Just making sure.
I believe you.
Making
it.
Sure.
I
all right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
You hit me with that thing, though.
Hot! Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. The season begins tonight.
Yeah, man.
That's going to be really fun to sit there and watch the Cowboys and the Eagles play tonight. Obviously, the Eagles defending Super Bowl champs. They're going to unveil the banner and all that good stuff. And they're still really good.
Yeah,
they're still a really good football team.
Yeah, they're still one of the best teams in football, man. They lost a couple things. You know, they lost two secondary starters, but yet they had them replaced by young guys they played in the secondary last year. And so I think that they're going to be fine right there. I want to see, obviously, you got Jalen Carter. I want to see him, what he can be now. Jordan Davis, we talked about him. Yeah, I'm just going to talk about the Georgia boys. Nolan
well,
and everything like that. But, yeah, it's about Jalen Hurts. Can Saquon – I don't think Saquon will get 2,000, but I think he'll be worth 1,700 maybe.
Why would it be less than last year?
Oh,
just because it's impossible to do that two years in a row?
Yeah. I can go – but, yeah, I think the Cowboys – I know you said that it's 8.5.
Yeah.
I like the Cowboys to keep it close.
8.5 feels
it's
like a lot.
First game, Dallas can score.
Yeah.
Dallas can have some good offensive players. Mm-hmm. And Dak plays pretty good against Philly.
I'll also say this. I hope it's within 8.5. I'd like to see a good game tonight.
It's the first
like
game,
if it's 31-10 midway through the third quarter, that's not – I guess we get to go to bed early. Any fun.
I don't know when the last time I blew out opening day. We got blown out by Pittsburgh opening day.
I remember when the Seahawks were defending champs, they had the Packers in Seattle, and they beat the hell out of them.
Okay. So it happens.
Opening day. So it happens. But usually they're pretty good games, and they schedule pretty good matchups. One of the other things that came out, these two teams related, was that the Eagles were pretty serious about trying to acquire Micah Parsons. My reaction to that was, I hope everyone was.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I hope the Falcons called them.
I hope so.
I know that they wanted two firsts, and the Falcons don't have one next year, so that probably disqualifies
you.
But I'd at least call them and be like, what is it that you're looking for?
I just think if Dallas would have put them on the board earlier, like before the draft, they would have got the Falcons. If I'm the Falcons, I would have gave up two
ones.
I
bet they would have tried to.
I bet they would have.
Yeah, because they gave up two ones essentially to get James Pierce. So
yeah, I definitely would have done that.
Yeah, I think that's right. All right. Let's hear from Joe Burrow talking about the conversation surrounding the Bengals.
I certainly think that the narrative surrounding our team has shifted.
Where?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I would say most to prove. I would say that we certainly are trying to go out and win as much as we can. We're putting in a lot of work for it. Like I said, the narrative has certainly shifted, and we'll see where we're at the end of the year.
Shifted where?
Yeah, I
to
mean,
what?
I thought they would be better last year than they were. I didn't realize the defense was going to be as awful as it was.
Yeah.
I think they'll be good this year.
Did you not see them in preseason?
Those guys?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I know.
I have no doubt about those guys.
Trey Hendricks is a bad boy. But I'm talking about that defense.
Oh, is it awful?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I guess, honestly, I didn't see them in preseason.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the highlights of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, yeah. They're going to put up numbers again. They're that good. They're that potent. But they can't stop nobody.
Right.
They're going to lose the most 30-point games again this year.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Do you think the defense will be that bad again?
Yes, I do.
That's crazy.
Yes, I do.
I hope not.
Yes, I do.
So you don't think they'll be good?
They're going to be good because Joe Burrow's there.
Well,
like he got them. Like
yeah,
Joe,
the
Joe,
offense will be good.
Joe got them into all through the season.
Mm-hmm.
They end up losing. But no, they're going to be right where they're
But not a playoff team?
They're French because of him.
Mm-hmm.
They're French. In the AFC, I don't know. Yeah, I think.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, think you're getting two out of the North. I think you're going to get.
Who? Pittsburgh and Baltimore?
Yes. Pittsburgh, Baltimore. What we got? South, one. The West, three.
Could be.
Yeah, I think the West gets three. Uh-huh. And then what am I missing?
East.
The East.
Obviously Buffalo. And that's probably it.
Yeah, Buffalo. Then I put New England right there.
You think so?
I put New England and Cincinnati kind of same.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe in Braves, man.
Yeah, no, I
believe in Braves.
I like what they did in the offseason, too. They just built that defense up. I don't know about Pittsburgh.
I don't either. I was in a barbershop today with some Pittsburgh Steelers fans. And he was like, well, we got Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers going to get us 10. I was like.
10 what?
I was like, really? I was like,
I mean, maybe. But.
I know, because he asked me. He was like, so what you think they reckon going to be? I said 9-8. Well, Aaron Rodgers gives us another one. So you know what? You might be right.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, the defense is good. They made some interesting moves. That's for sure.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of tight ends.
A lot of them. you can't go wrong with tight ends, especially when you had an offensive coordinator that loves using them.
He loves using them.
They're going to be in so much 12, 13 personnel.
They're going to be in 13 personnel a lot.
They're going to be so much 12, 13 personnel. And it's easy because you got Janu. And Janu can do different things that other receivers can do.
Oh, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, here he is.
Oh, my God. I thought we banned him, man.
Well, but we mostly did. We've almost not heard from him at all, which is good. All but this one's relevant.
All right.
I mean, obviously, if you have to have something. Otherwise, I mean, I'll speak for myself. I have to have something. Otherwise, I'm probably in the wrong profession. So I'll be definitely excited come Sunday. But Wednesday, just kind of going through the week of preparation.
Okay, he's right. Yeah, right. Yeah. You don't want to get like all amped up on Wednesday.
You don't want your pee to be hot yet.
Not yet, dog. It's
warm.
Just a body little, just a little warmness with it. But yeah, I mean, this is obviously it's going to be personal, man. You just played for this team. They made your ass fly back across the country,
of course,
and cut you. You know, so yeah, it's going to be personal for him.
Yeah,
yeah, it is,
and it should be.
And it's, exactly. I would think of Aaron less if it did mean something to him because of what they did to him and everything like that. But I mean, I just don't know how good Justin Fields is. I mean, I know he's good, but I don't know if he's the guy all the time good guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the questions we've asked for years, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this is the year you find out.
I 100% agree with you. I know they lost their all-pro guard. He's out for the year, tore his other tricep.
Yeah, Elijah Vera Tucker.
Yeah, so he's going to be out.
We mentioned that potential yesterday. That's official now.
That's a big damn deal.
He's out for the year.
That's a big damn deal.
Yeah, that sucks. But yeah, no, I mean, this is the – you don't get to say that every year until you know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, I do know. No, I do know that he's not the guy. Or he is. Maybe he can prove that this year.
Hey, Andy, you know where we're going to be at tomorrow?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, Kennesaw.
Yes, we will be in Twin Peaks of Kennesaw along with everybody who's coming to see us. We've got drinks, scenic views. We will get you ready for the open NFL weekend plus big college football matchups. That's me and Andy starting at 11 at Twin Peaks of Kennesaw on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And?
Damn, you said and yesterday, and I forgot.
Tank tops.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I got laid out, dog.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Oh, it's all me.
I need to go get a new one. I'm going to go
Do you still got that same damn tank top you wore to my house five years ago?
Oh, the Gucci Man tank top? I don't have that anymore. Oh, I don't know what happened to it. I wish I did. I'd wear that if I still had it.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's somebody the only tank top you had all these years?
No, I got other tank tops, but none of them are appropriate for Twin Peaks and Kennesaw.
What's it got, like, naked women on it?
No, it's just not. It's not good enough.
Oh.
It's okay. We need great. This is opening weekend of the NFL season. I can't show up with some raggedy old Hanes tank top.
I would hope that you would not.
I got to have a nice one.
I would hope that you would
not. Like a Louis. Does Louis Vuitton make tank tops?
Yeah. I got one. You want to wear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll come back and talk some college football. We'll look ahead to the weekend, week two in college football after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get to the College Football Corner in just a minute as well.
Cocoa Cups. Boy,
go for it. It's all yours.
This is a jam right there. You remember all of them?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Go for it.
Oh, no. I got to have the beat with the two. Hmm. There was Linda Felicia. He messed with a girl named Inez.
Hey, man. International flavor.
Inez probably fine.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, that was always a great the DMX and Cisco just never quite messed with me.
I do. Oh, sure. Yeah. Fair. Understood. I do always love this. There's a variety of different songs where they just start listing names.
Yes.
And then they'll throw in a random one sometimes. Yes. It's like, oh, that's kind of an old timey name. You say Beatrice?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Whatever.
Yeah.
Not here to judge.
Yeah, Beatrice. That's like, you got to, like, that's, and then like, wasn't that
also
Cinderella's stepsister or something?
Maybe. Cinderella?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. One of the evil stepsisters.
Yeah, one of the evil stepsisters.
There's also every single one, there's a Keisha.
Yes.
You can count on that.
Keisha, yeah.
Keisha's going to be named.
Yeah, man.
She's in there.
Yeah, but usually, you know when Beatrice, like, you got to be an outstanding looking person with name Beatrice, I would think. I would think.
Yeah, or like you were, right? Yeah. And, you know, beauty doesn't, you can be old and beautiful as well, but like, you're probably somebody's grandma.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got some hard candies in the
Beatrice
in the pocket.
Did you bring? Oh, dude, that stuck together.
That's what you got.
Yeah. You had a sister for a grandma. Did she have a candy jar with that bottom that had that hard ass bottom candy?
Yeah, she had a candy jar, like the little crystal one.
Yeah, the little crystal one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had one with the peppermint looking candy, but it wasn't peppermint white candy. Oh god, it'll come to me in a second. But yeah, the bottom of the cookie jar is just hard. I mean, the candy jar hard as hell.
Yeah, I mean, they always had the peppermint candies. There was always the strawberry ones. And then the butterscotch.
The butterscotch. That was the worst candy. Well, like I put that.
They're all bad.
No, I love this peppermint. Grandma peppermint. I don't know why it's hit different out of grandma pocketbook for some whatever reason. Mm. But no. Butterscotch, and then why am I blanking right now?
Like Tic-Tacs?
Candy corn.
Oh, God.
Yeah, those are the worst two candies ever
those
made.
Those are the worst candies.
The worst two candies ever made.
Yep, it's true.
And black licorice.
Also bad. You know who really likes black licorice?
Ooh.
My mom.
Really?
Don't know why. Yeah, she loves it.
That's awful.
Crazy. I know.
It's awful.
It's an awful flavor. I don't even like looking at it.
It's awful.
I know. I agree 100%. Let's get to a College Football Corner.
What up, B? Who you call? Oh, you prefer stress.
You have to.
Stress. Beatrice.
Apologies to all the Beatrice listening. Old-timey names are coming back,
though. Thanks, Abe. We found a Beatrice. She was in Cinderella 2.
Oh, Cinderella 2. That's what you were thinking of.
No, I really wasn't. But, thanks, Abe.
That's what you were thinking of. Yeah. The sequel never quite as good as the first. True in many movies, also unfortunately true this weekend in college football. Last week, week one, had so many great matchups.
Yes.
Three top 10 matchups. Now, I'm not complaining. It's college football. We're excited that it's back. But they stacked all the great matchups in week one. And this week, I think there's one ranked matchup.
Yes.
You got Oklahoma and Michigan. That's where, and that's a fun one.
That's where our game day is, down there in Norman. As you know, we talked about, you know, their quarterback, but I mean this young boy in Michigan, man, he looked good, Andy. He looked really good.
Yeah, Bryce Underwood
was really good. He looked good.
Definitely impressive in that first game. Now I will say this.
What's that?
And I hope this continues to be true for a variety of reasons. It's nice when you can hand it to a guy like Justice Haynes.
Justice, he
goes nuts.
Yeah, We talked Monday, and I was just, you know, congratulating. He's like, he's happy, he's healthy.
Yeah, he's playing.
Yeah. And I think that's more important than anything. But watching Nephew just run the way he did. I know it's New Mexico, whatever. But I think the thing with Oklahoma, you know, Venables, we know defense is where he is right now, and he has a young quarterback with his own coordinator. But game day being there, just let you know that there ain't no good games this weekend.
And again, you know, Michigan being 15th ranked, Oklahoma being 18th ranked. Who knows? Like maybe a couple weeks
Iowa
from
State,
now.
Iowa. We talked about
Dave
yesterday.
Yeah, yep.
That'll be another good one.
I just think
Baylor?
Back to, let's do Michigan, Oklahoma just for another minute.
Okay.
Because I do think that Underwood definitely looked really good in that first game. If he goes on the road and does that against Oklahoma, and they're 2-0, and that's a national stage, maybe they start to get a little, because they've got a good roster.
They do.
They just have a really young offense.
And then, you know, with the whole thing with Sharon, with their head coach and him being suspended with next week, I think
he will be suspended. Not for this one.
No, not for this one. No, he can't be suspended for this one.
For the next one.
Yeah. But
and then Oklahoma, too.
Where are you at with this team in Venables? Because this was one of them things where he was waiting to go back. The Oklahoma job came open. Yep. He's an alum, all these different things. He's going to bring this culture and all these different things. It just ain't happened.
Well, it was bad timing.
Because he had no quarterback.
Well, yeah, that and no they also went to the SEC.
Yes. It'd
be pretty nice if they were still in the Big 12. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, pretty tough timing to finally take that job. And then it's like, oh, here, by the way, now you get to play every single year against Alabama and all the rest of the Georgia and the rest of these guys. I realize they don't play Georgia this year, but you know what I mean? Now it's a big year, man. Like, you get the extra patience because you're an alum.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You get that.
Yes.
But they went out and spent big in the transfer portal to get Mateer, and they brought in the offensive coordinator along with him.
Yes.
Which, by the way, we've heard some sneaky, like Steve Ballmer type stories about how some of these programs are getting around some of the restrictions on money as well, paying the OC more money to under the table give to the quarterback, which, again, college football's been doing that Ballmer stuff for decades. But no, I mean, that's the headliner, like you said. I am interested to see what happens in Eugene after kind of the back and forth between Dundee.
I still can't believe
it's
28. 20 and a half.
I can.
I think I saw that.
I can.
20 and a half.
Oklahoma State's pretty bad.
They're not bad. They don't fell off like that.
Remember last year they didn't win a game in conference.
That's right. And remember because we couldn't figure out what's wrong going on with Ollie Gordon. Remember that? We're like, what the hell's going on with this guy?
I don't know.
But, I mean, there's some. Florida is hosting USF.
What do you think about that one? Because obviously, you know, Florida won week one. Yeah. They played Long Island, but whatever. Yeah. This is certainly more of a test.
Yeah.
South Florida had a great performance.
They had a great performance. And I think it's always one of those things where you get a team like South Florida with those kids that didn't get, you know, didn't get the chance to go to Florida. Or, you know, those are always those things. With Central Florida also, when they don't play, they play against Florida State, Miami, or Florida. They, you know, it's usually always an extra chip on.
Let me say this too about that game, because Florida's got a history of this. It's real good. That's not a noon kick.
Okay.
Florida at home, noon kick against lesser teams has been a real issue historically.
Yeah. 4:15 kick, which means it's on SEC Network.
That's right.
Duke. I mean, Illinois going to Duke is only a field goal. Really.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Interesting.
For a, you know, an 11th ranked team.
Yes. It's really interesting.
With a lot of dark horse hype preseason. It's like maybe we get more than a field goal against Duke, but maybe that's the credit to Duke.
Duke spent money on their quarterback like they're going to contend.
Uh-huh.
So you're like,
Then they were tied with Elon at half.
They were tied with Elon at half.
Like,
No disrespect to the great West Durham.
Yeah, none at all.
Elon grad. None at all.
Even West Durham was probably like, what?
This game's tied? What are we doing right?
Interesting, right? Arizona State going out to Mississippi State.
That one's so
It's weird
odd.
As hell. Like, it's weird as hell that they had a home and home with Mississippi State and Arizona State.
I don't know, because a lot of times with home and homes like that, there's some sort of tie,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Like, I don't know if there is one. I don't know if it's something that was scheduled a decade ago and it's just remained on the
y'all
schedule.
Y'all better not go down to Stark Vegas messing around.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's all. Right. I mean, you could say most of them kids, and the way the transfer portal is now and these camps and kids going everywhere, you've been to more places than ever before. Well, not a lot of people went to Starkville.
No.
You ain't going to Starkville for too many things other than to ring a cowbell.
I mean, if you're not going to school there or going to a football game there to watch your team play, what are you going there for?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I got a partner that Donald Lee played tight end with me. Donald Lee was right down the street from there when he was telling me about it. And, you know, he said, I ain't going to ever tell you everything he said about the place, but he loves it.
Oh, okay.
You know,
but he played football there.
Yeah, but he went to Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, that's
Did you see the video of Arizona State trying to get ready for cowbells? And instead of piping in...
They have Will Ferrell or something?
Instead of piping in cowbell sound, they had like seven people. Just like seven assistants out there. Like, I don't think that's how it's going to sound.
There is not a more annoying sound than that.
It's a good question or a statement. It's up there. Remember the Vuvuzela at the World Cup?
Yes.
That was pretty bad.
That was pretty bad.
It's different.
Because
the cowbell is so like intense.
The cowbell.
The Vuvuzela was like. That was like the water torture. That was like the drip on your forehead over and over
again.
Yeah,
but still.
The cowbell's like a sledgehammer to your forehead.
Oh, the cowbell is the worst thing ever.
It's a bad.
Yes, it is. It is awful, especially when your child gets a hold of one. Mm. And it's just like ding dong all day. And it's the loudest thing. And you take the little thing out of it, and then he gets pissed off or throws it because they don't make no more noise.
Somebody got my children a kazoo, which is a little.
I didn't do it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate that. It's a little quieter than all that, but boy, does that noise get bad after a while.
Yeah.
So
I saw
thanks to
you know,
whatever grandparent
you know what
did
I saw,
that.
They were selling Bo was. You remember when I was at the game and that mom was making that noise with her cup. They're making
loud cups.
They're making those cups for that general purpose.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's why they actually make the cups and they sell it by. Do you watch your child play? You're a sports mom or whatever. Then this cup is for you.
That's like, the sound it makes?
Dude, it's so annoying.
I actually don't mind it as far as a crowd noise.
You're
like.
Used to it by now. But when you first down, I was like, what the hell is this lady keep
But every time
somebody
would do something good, it'd be like, brr, brr, brr. It's not as loud as an air horn.
Okay.
It's literally a cup with a horn and the straw.
Yes.
Huh.
I was like, why does lady – she blew it after every pitch, Andy. After every pitch.
The thunder sticks, also very loud.
Not as obnoxious as thunder sticks.
And annoying. They're all bad.
Yeah.
Just clap. Clap and yell.
All right.
Clap
Woo.
And yell. And if you can do it naturally, like if you're one of those people that can do like the finger whistle, I always wanted to, I can't, then you do that too. But all this performance enhancer stuff, we don't need that.
It's not good for
Get out of here.
It's not good for sports, Andy.
It's hurting the game.
I'm kidding.
You're hurting the game, Mom.
All Mom, right. Sit down. I struck out.
Yeah. Struck out. Don't go, wah, 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 wah. I'm walking back to the dugout, man. I'm embarrassed. All right. We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game.
I'm a thug.
Falcons have a game on Sunday.
Yeah, man.
People have called Joe a thug.
Oh, no doubt about it, dog. I mean, you see Twitter how thug. You see how it gets down. You see how Joe Patrick gets down. I know we always get on the fellas here. When a famous fine ass lady gets divorced and she's single and you think that you about to shoot your shot.
Oh, right. Like now it's your turn.
I got to get on the ladies now too, because the disturbing scenes that I saw this weekend at Chris Brown. All right. He ain't looking for you up all the way up in them nosebleeds, all right? All right, I saw this woman fall down the stairs, and she had these pumps on, and you know how I feel about them pumps. But like
strong,
but her ankles weren't strong. I'm like, why are you wearing pumps to walk through the battery to get all the way up there for Chris Brown?
That's a long walk.
That's a long walk.
If you have been doing pump training, and you're trying to walk all the way up there.
I know her. And then, Andy, she was all cute and everything. And she hit that ankle roll. And I've seen women roll their ankle roll in pumps. It's hard to catch yourself. Like, once that one leg goes, you just going to keep tumbling.
Well, because the other foot also is in a pump.
And she fell into the people and everything. Oh, no. It's like, you know.
That's going to no chance with Chris now.
Yeah, the Chris ain't going to. Chris ain't looking for you. Yeah, but I was like, it was so funny because I saw it. And
where was he performing?
At State Farm.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Not State Farm. I'm sorry. Oh, Truist. At Truist. Yeah.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Twice.
Really?
Yeah, man.
At the baseball stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
I said the same thing.
Dude,
interesting.
The crowd looked awesome.
It was packed both nights.
It looked awesome. I mean, he's freaking. I love Mr. Chris Brown. But I was like, damn, Shawty, he ain't you dressed like. Before she fell, the yams was yamming. Then all of a sudden, she just looked like mass yams. She went down, Andy. That day, she was all cute with that dance up the stairs, and I don't know what happened. She hit a pebble. Her damn leg rolled up. Hey, you know, it looked like, when they show giraffes when they first start walking?
Yeah, right.
That's that first start walking giraffe.
Like a newborn deer.
Yes, man, just went to going. And
I had that happen to a girl on a first date one time.
She fell?
She didn't. Well, she did fall. Yeah, but she was wearing heels, and we were walking kind of fast because we were late we're going to a show, and one of the heels got caught like in the sidewalk or whatever, and it broke, just straight broke off, and she fell over, and that's a tough one to recover from.
Yeah, dog. Like, especially she was trying to look cute for you,
right? She was trying to She's all embarrassed and all that. And I was like, you don't have to. It's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed. It was actually kind of was nice because then I got to console and all that.
Oh.
Yeah. So it worked out pretty good. It worked out great.
Oh. But
I didn't feel bad though. I was like, she just fell down.
Yeah.
Because like my reaction at first, because like inside, you know, grown up falls down. It's kind of funny.
It's kind of damn funny.
Yeah. It's like, but you can't laugh. That's your date. Can't laugh at
her. No, you go help her up.
And then you break off the other heel, and then she's got flats.
Dude, you got her with that. You break off the other heel.
She was getting too tall with that pump on anyway.
She's taller than you?
No.
You've dated a taller woman, right?
I have dated one woman who was taller than
me.
But she was, no, she wasn't. But she was, you know, she had that little extra pump confidence, you know? You get those three inches. Like, you're not that tall. All right, anyway, let's get to the back page with Bo.
You're not that tall.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So I'm sure after Tom Brady's statue was unveiled up at Foxborough, if y'all were curious if Bill was going to get a statue, well, Bob was recently asked that.
When that great 20-year era ended, it was always my intention to commission a statue for both Tommy and Bill when their respective careers were over, playing and coaching. And
there you go.
When Bill's coaching career ends, we look forward to sitting down with him and having a statue made to be right next to Tommy.
Okay, what if he would have called him Billy?
That would have been really funny.
That would have been so great.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
That would have been so great.
I was hoping he would.
That would be so great for Tommy and Billy. It's so great.
But yeah, that's okay. Fair enough. He's still coaching.
Even though he's coaching college.
Well, he still wants to coach in the NFL. Yeah. It's probably not going to happen, but he wants to.
He wants that record.
He's getting on up there, though. So
who? Both of them?
Robert Kraft,
yeah, he sounded.
Yeah, man. He sounded like that young thing ain't keeping him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't put a Bill statue up in the event that he comes back there and plays you as an opponent?
Right. You can't have a statue of the opposing coach outside your stadium. Yeah. That's tough one.
You still have the banners hanging in the memories.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe he has no intention of doing it whatsoever, but that was just a good answer.
Yes.
He was like, no, I hate that guy. I don't want
to. Did you see what he did to my damn organization?
I don't want to put a statue up about him. But right now he's still coaching, so I have an easy out.
Oh, that six trophies got to go a long way, even though that was all Tom Brady.
I would think that it was, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope he gets one, I guess.
Speaking of the Patriots and their former coach and the Carolina Tar Heels and their new coach and the Patriots and their new coach, Vrabel was asked about Bill Belichick's, if he watched UNC's game on Sunday night. Vrabel said he watched like the first couple of quarters.
That's all you needed to see. Then,
it is. Yes. And then so whoever's interviewing him then kind of made fun of that and said almost exactly that. So you see a little bit, to me it sounds like Vrabel's kind of playing big brother to Bill here, saying, look, you can't make fun of Bill. Because then at the end of his statement, I'm the only one that can make fun of Bill.
First drive.
Thing of beauty.
Yeah. Yeah. Thing of beauty.
If they would have ended a game after the first drive, it would have been good.
You guys seem to be excited about that.
No. I'm rooting for the guy, and I think, you know, I mean, you've coached in college. It takes a while, don't you think, to get a program going in there like that?
I don't know. Urban Meyer won 12 of the first 12 games at Ohio State, so it didn't take him long. That's my experience in college football.
Then it kind of seemed like he was like, "Oh, you think that's funny, do you?"
Oh yeah.
But then he decided to take his own jab because he can.
Yeah.
Now he didn't want anybody making fun of Bill.
No.
Fine. Fair enough. I understand.
These damn reporters, man.
He thought they were having a fun. Yeah. He thought they were having a fun back and forth.
I would never ever assume that with Vrabel. He's a jerk.
Yep.
He's a jerk.
He likes acting that way to
and
reporters.
He loves making reporters look silly.
He's a damn jerk. So I wouldn't have fun. I wouldn't be like kikiing with
him. I wouldn't either.
Thinking we buddies.
Nope. The fun little jokes we can get in with Raheem and Terry Fontenot and all that, because they're like that.
Yes.
They're kind of fun to talk to. I wouldn't do that with.
Oh,
no, I wouldn't. I've never had.
I would definitely do that. With
I've
him.
Never had it with Vrabel.
Yeah,
I thought you just said you wouldn't.
I said I would. I'm not a media guy.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
got
I would.
It. I
yeah.
see. I see. I know.
I'm just saying. Like,
I wouldn't.
You look ridiculous.
I wouldn't want to get that to me. Exactly. I've never had one of those in my career, and I don't want one. Last thing I need is to be aggregated. I don't want to show up on awful announcing.
You don't want
to
do that.
So Rodgers, you know, continually asked about an 18 game schedule. It does seem like we're headed for one day. Well, if he's finally started to address what we've all been clamoring for, which is the Super Bowl to fall on the weekend of a holiday.
Yeah,
right.
President's Day.
I think it may happen.
Listen, we always say What do the fans want? What do the fans really?
No, you don't, Roger.
It's clear they want more regular season games versus preseason games.
No,
I think if you went to 18 weeks regular season, that would probably occur.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
It is possible somewhere in the calendar it could happen before that just because of the calendar, the way it lays out. But I think 18 weeks would get you to that point, and I think it would be a really great move.
Yeah, no, you
we
don't,
all
Roger.
Agree. Roger.
And that's why they're going to do it, because exactly. It's what we, the fans, want.
Yeah.
Not because it would be another week of primetime revenue.
Yeah, right, Roger.
That's great.
So speaking of revenue, here's Scott Hansen promising us that we won't miss any good football on Red Zone when they start introducing commercials.
We've had meetings all off season. We had our rehearsal. We had our dress rehearsal in week three of the preseason. And we are not going to sacrifice any great football for any
just
of the business
football.
Side of things, right? Business folks are going to handle the business, and we play the hand that's dealt us. But we will not miss a touchdown. We will not say, oh, okay, this is first and goal from the five,
strong
but
words.
Let's sell some pizza or pick up trucks. But
do it. Yeah, yeah, unless it's
like,
a Ram truck.
Like
yeah.
You pick and choose your spots like anything.
You believe that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they can do that.
Yes.
I think they can avoid.
There are opportunities during the day when you're watching Red Zone when only like one team has the ball or there's nobody in the actual Red Zone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
These things happen kind of quickly. I don't know.
I just don't. And we talk about this on the podcast. I just don't think this is a big deal.
Right.
I don't.
But you know.
I don't.
You know
no,
what
I,
it is.
I would never, ever. I'm not coming over.
If it's a thing, then people will make it a thing.
I don't understand this being a big deal.
It's new.
Yeah.
People don't like change.
Like, I have, like.
Personally don't like commercials.
You know, I'll have Red Zone on one TV and barely pay attention to it.
Yeah, I don't watch a ton of Red Zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Either.
Yeah,
But it is. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a fun feature, and I know a lot of people do like it, but. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know they didn't have commercials.
I don't pay that.
I didn't know Red Zone didn't have commercials.
I don't pay that
before.
Close attention to it to know this.
Yeah,
because I'm still trying.
I'm sure
to.
Well, if you watch it and that's like
I'm
the only thing
to
you've
find
watched.
My NFL plug went away, so I got to find another one by Saturday.
Hey,
by
did
Sunday.
You see they cracked down on the illegal streaming service?
Yes.
That website we've all used for whatever?
Yes, because I was going to watch
various games.
I was going to.
Yeah.
Yep, they got me.
It was a sting. They got them.
Yep.
I don't even know what site that was.
Dude,
or
there's been a bunch of different ones.
You should have seen me the other day trying to find it. Like, damn.
Yeah,
got us.
Well, I always wondered. I was like, who's doing this?
Yep.
I mean, I'm glad they are.
But who's
doing this? Who's allowing me to watch these games?
Yeah, I forgot we were somewhere, and I saw it. We were somewhere, and they were watching using that illegal stream in a sports bar.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Yes, yes.
It was Stream East or something like that, whatever it was called.
That's what I was
trying. Yeah,
they got them. Somebody was using the Stream East in a sports bar once.
Here's what I will say, though, for people that are upset about the commercials on Red Zone.
Get over it.
Well, get used to it. Because they're going to put advertising on everything they can put advertising on.
Get over it.
Like the little yellow line is going to have a little ad on it at some point. The jerseys have a patch. Your favorite college football team is going to have a patch on its jersey in the next couple of years.
The listeners have listened.
What do they got?
Somebody got me a new plug.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
Damn.
Got me a new plug.
Are we on delay?
How'd
that get out there
so fast?
I don't
know. Randy, DM me for the plug.
Well, speaking of streaming and obtaining professional sports services, our first game on Netflix is tomorrow, which is introducing commercials on all their stuff. Here's Charles Barkley as we head into a new NBA season, because it's getting harder and harder to find NBA games anywhere, just like the NFL.
Well, like, because, sometimes the game's going to be on Peacock. And, it's not going to be on NBC. I think that's a huge dilemma. I think it's a big deal because they just took all the money from all three networks. I don't think they give a about the fans. And
I think this is
going to come back to bite them, to be honest with you. And then the thing that's scary, this deal is for 11 years. So now people complain all they want to. For the next 11 years, they don't give a about the fans. They're like, y'all, if y'all find the games, fine. Just make sure the check clears.
One thing about what Charles said, and when Charles was doing all these podcasts and stuff, why does he wear them thick-ass glasses?
I don't know.
Why does he wear them thick-ass glasses
makes
and be that
look,
close to the screen?
He looks more academic.
No, he does not. All right?
If he needs
he looked like Ladarrell. right? Anybody know when Ricky Smiley do Lil Daryl? That's what Charles Barkley looked like with them big ass glasses on, that close to the screen.
He's right, though. I mean, well,
oh, no, he's absolutely right.
He's right, sort of, and also sounds old. Like, it's not that hard to find games on Peacock.
It is.
Or
not.
Any other streaming service.
It is not that hard to find. Like, it's inconvenient.
It's inconvenient.
But it's not hard.
It's also, the thing that's inconvenient is when you're trying to watch multiple games on one TV, and one's on Peacock, and one's on this, and one's on that. You can't just flip between it so easily. But he is right about the fact that they don't care about fans.
Hell no.
Is that
Chiefs Chargers on YouTube tomorrow night, not Netflix? My bad.
YouTube.
It's also something you got to pay for.
Hold on. It's on what?
Same thing.
It's on YouTube.
YouTube, yeah.
YouTube TV?
YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got YouTube. Hey, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.